don't sugarcoat shit. This is Renegade Talk Radio.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Welcome to Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk in Las Vegas, where we don't sugarcoat poop. My name is Richie. Hi. Oh, there's Sammy. Hi.
I thought you wanted me to do a song. I was picking it.
Oh, okay. We can do that.
Oh, you moron.
Okay. Well, we're going to play some Christmas music because Sammy's in the mood for Christmas music. I just got to figure out what button to push here. Oh, we'll lower this down. Okay. It is Christmas. Merry Christmas, mofos. I think half of you might be out of the salt mines and the rest of you will be out later. Okay, we're going to play some Christmas music now. Gotta lose. Oh, God, that makes me feel so good. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, my Lord.
Go to TJ Maxx and get all your toys and presents, and also Walmart, too. Right, Tammy?
Oh, my God.
Hey, have a drink, motherfucker. I got some fake snow in the studio, too.
That's dandruff and lice.
It's dandruff in my pubic hair.
Head lice. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the store.
Does that make you feel good?
No, it does not.
And everyone you meet. Let me explain something to you. It's supposed to be the happy time of the year, and you're supposed to be happy. Do you have a Christmas tree in your beautiful home?
No. Yes. Once for me. Bah tree bug.
Bah humbug is what they call it, bah humbug. We'll dedicate that to the bah humbug.
Right.
Hey, get your ass in gear and get some presents, will you? I want a present too. You better get me one. And you know who I'm talking to. Oh, she doesn't listen anyway, so it doesn't matter. I'm talking to myself, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, Renegade, are we going to play another one?
No.
Oh, come on. It made me feel good.
You want to play another one?
Yeah. Look, the audience likes this shit.
You're stupid.
Oh, by the way, Trump passed the tax law. I mean, he signed it. So guess what? It's a Merry Christmas for everybody here in the United States.
Did you
States.
See the stocks?
Yeah, they went up.
Yep. They went crazy.
I made a lot of money today, motherfucker. You know what? You're going to see the biggest change, Renegade Nation, in the history of this country coming up this year and the following years. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Everybody's going to be making money. Everybody's going to be happy. I don't know about some people, but the majority of people will.
Well, and all you liberal shitheads, guess what? Now you don't know what to say now, do you? Neither you Democratic fucking bitches.
Well, once the liberal shitheads start making more money, they're going to be really happy about Donald.
Yeah.
They're going to vote for him.
But no, that's when Soros is going to pay more money so that they can keep him on happy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Alex Jones talked about all that today. He was screaming and yelling about the poor globalist elitist got beat up and taken down by Trump. Yeah. Well, you know, they did all this. They made all the money and made everybody poor, basically, and now it's going to turn. Fuck you. Hey, Merry Christmas, bros.
Yeah, right.
I bet they're not happy. Anyway, one of your favorite stories in the news today, even though we're not going to talk about politics today, I just want to say to Mr. Trump, thank you so much for passing that. The Republican Congress and the Republican Senate, it's about time there's major change in this country when it comes to finances and taxes. And it's about time. You're going to see this explode, Renegade Nation. There'll be more. In fact, General GE or AT&T, I know it was AT&T. And there was another one. I can't remember the name of the company, Renegade Nation. They gave Comcast. One of them gave out $2,000 to each employee. And the other one, Comcast, if you were on the uppity up and whatever it was, they're all getting $1,000 a piece.
Why?
Because they're being generous because of the tax cut.
Oh.
And there'll be more companies doing that.
Yeah, like a bonus.
Like a bonus for doing a good job. And now they're going to be making more money and everybody's going to be happy and the economy's going to explode like I said last year.
Well, we said last year.
Yeah, we said it last year. We talked about this and finally we got a Christmas present for saving money and having more money and be able to take care of your families and buy the things that you want.
Yeah, and the other people that they had running wouldn't have done it.
Wouldn't have done that. They got rid of that Obamacare crap. That there's a lot of shit about that too, but the bottom line is you don't have to pay or be criminalized for not having health insurance.
Forced to do it.
So now we got our free country back. And if you don't want to do it, that's the way you want to do it, fine. But if you don't have it and you fuck up and get hurt, then you're going to have to pay for it. But anyway, bottom line is you're not going to be penalized anymore. So a lot of this has changed, Sammy. It's really
awesome.
A happy day. Yeah. A missing cookie led to a domestic attack. It's one of your stories out of Smoking Gun.
A missing cookie?
Yeah, angry that someone ate the last of his favorite chocolate chip cookies, a Florida man allegedly punched his living girlfriend in the face when she did not want to argue over something so petty.
God, why can't I have her and he can have my girl?
Maybe you guys should talk and switch.
Yeah.
The dude's 31 was arrested Thursday for domestic battery following a confrontation with the 34-year-old bitch. He's 6'4", he's a butcher, and he's going to be arraigned. Happy Merry Christmas to you.
Was it a pothead? Was it a pot cookie?
No, no, it was just a regular cookie. The interview with the cops said the 9/11 call that he had gotten into an argument with his girlfriend over cookies.
Oh, my Lord.
And the investigator noted that the dude was really upset that someone ate the last chocolate chip cookie and was angry at his girlfriend for not taking him seriously.
So let me ask you a question. Was it really a chocolate chip cookie, or is it because she's black and it's a cookie down there? And
I don't know. She blew him off, and he got pissed off and ripped down the shower curtain and beat her up in the shower.
Damn, at least he washed away the evidence.
Yeah, the judge ordered the dude to have no contact, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas, bro. Over a cookie? You got some issues, man. A cookie.
A felony over a cookie.
A cookie.
They need to make this guy their spokesperson. That's how good he loves
cookie.
Yeah,
that Keebler cookie should do that.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Sammy. I didn't think about that. Anyway. So there's a lot of other stuff, crazy stuff going on in the news. I just haven't been able to get to it. But I will in a minute. There's something else about weeds. The world's largest penis. That dude's back in the news. The 18.9 inch.
Yeah.
I put it up on Renegade Nation. This guy's an 18.9 inch penis. We talked about it
a while back.
We're going to be at AVN coming up in January. Maybe he'll be there. We'll be able to see the 18.9 inch penis. Take a picture with him.
I just want to see it hanging down his leg. You know what I mean? In his pants. I don't want to see the fucking thing.
He wants to be in porno. I would think he'd be at the porn convention.
He's the one that's going to be fucking the donkeys, man. Are you fucking kidding me?
I think he'd kill a woman if he put that thing in there.
Yeah.
He could wrap it in through the pussy, out through the ass.
It'd get him for an assault.
Racist trees. Now, one of our former talk show hosts, Bethany Blankley, talked about this.
I remember that.
Okay, remember that? Renegade Nation, the trees are racist.
Is that back in the news?
Yeah, it's back in the news. Racist trees are separating a black neighborhood from a golf course in Palm Springs. It's going to come down soon. Can you imagine? I don't know where these fucking libtard shitheads come up with this nonsense, but Palm Springs is going to have to remove a row of trees blocking a historically African-American neighborhood, Renegade Nation.
So because the trees grew in their natural habitat, they're saying they're racist trees.
Well, the trees, some of the trees are white and some of them are brown, and they block the view from the golf course. An informal meeting with the neighborhood, Renegade Nation, said that the city officials promised residents they would remove the Tamarazic trees, a chain link fence along the property. Can you believe this shit? They're worried about trees, racist trees.
I was wondering why that tree wouldn't give me sap.
There, now, does that look, look at that picture. Does that look brown or white and black to you? It looks green to me.
It looks green, yeah. Damn, I was just curious. I mean, I was trying to get maple from a tree, and now I know why. You didn't like white people.
People are fucking crazy. Can you believe this shit, Renegade Nation? Racist trees. I'm trying to see if there's some other stuff. Porn jail. Here's a good one. This is something that...
Is it called TTK?
Hmm? TTK, what's
Tree
that?
Treetop Clan?
Treetop Clam.
Yeah. You know the clan?
Yeah. Yeah. This dude was really smart. Renegade Nation, this is a lawyer who used a jail in Florida.
Again? Another Florida?
To film porn videos. So what he would do, he only dealt with women. So he was arrested on Sunday on a felony charge of an introduction of possession of contraband in a detention facility of solicitation of prostitution.
What? So he went in, pretended to be their lawyer and fucked
them? He was the lawyer. And you know, there's a little room and they have this big room with a little window.
Yeah.
Where he would block that little window. This is what the story says. He blocked the little window and then he would have sex with the inmate. And he would film it and then put it up on the web.
Oh my God.
Tampa lawyer has been at sexual relations with female inmates inside the jail several times in a private room. He's accused of soliciting sex from another incarcerated babe.
Did they tell, or how did they find out?
That's what I want to find out. he said he lied. The sheriff said he lied and said he was representing the women to gain access to the room, which does not have a recording equipment.
Yeah, it can't.
It said for criminal defense attorneys to confer with their clients, but he duped the system because he came in there representing himself as a lawyer. So was he really a lawyer?
Yeah, well, he has to have a badge of some sort.
He was arrested Sunday on felony charges, Renegade Nation, of introduction or possession of contraband in a county.
His penis?
His penis and, I guess, a camera.
Well, is a penis a contraband now?
Yeah, well, it says solicitation of prostitution and exposure of sexual organs. Yeah, I guess he was.
Oh my God.
This guy's really fucked. Renegade Nation, think about it. The first woman, 28, he met the dude when he paid her for sex after finding her prostitution ads online before she went to jail.
Well, guess what? We're really fucked. You want to know why?
Why?
One, we're white. Two, now they can consider our penises
as evidence. Now, here's what he did. Wow. He would film the women in the private room, the cop said, and then started by asking her to narrate her sexual fantasies. And then he would stand in front of the door, blocking the window while she performed a sex act on him, and he filmed it. And then he was really nice. He actually deposited $30 to $40 in the women's commissary account.
$30 to $40? That's an insult.
It's really a ridiculous amount, Renegade Nation, when you think about it. But when you're in jail, apparently these ridiculously low amounts.
I would have done it for $10.
$10?
Yeah.
I would have done it at $10.
Yeah, why not?
Anyway, so he's done.
He's going to prison.
He was free from jail on Sunday after posting a $5,300 bail. He could not be reached for comment. That's probably.
Oh, of course not. He's probably in another jail cell.
Yeah, probably in his bedroom. Because of jail cell set up. Anyway. He once worked for the Florida Attorney General's office. No wonder they got rid of him.
God,
what a mess. Okay.
Maybe he's part of the swamp.
Well, when you look at it, it's pretty creative. Oh, yeah. Who would ever think that you would be having sex with a female inmate and filming it right in the jail?
And
right,
they would
right
be so there. Horny, I would imagine. Wow. They would be so fucking horny because they don't even get sex.
Yeah, that's why, you know, he could get the sex and then he would pay $40. That's a cheap way of getting laid. Yeah. Yeah, sure, why not?
I would have offered a Jolly Rancher, see how that got me.
A Jolly Rancher?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Watermelon.
Anyway.
Yum.
Hear about Facebook, what they're doing next? This is your Christmas present, right?
Are they kidnapping people now?
No, they want your face, your actual face, and you're probably going to let them have it. What it means is that if you, Renegade Nation, basically what it comes down to is they're one step closer to the literal embodiment of its name. On Tuesday, the company announced it's rolling out several new facial recognition features that if you agree to let Facebook use your face data, you gain access to these new tools the company says will help protect your privacy and block catfishing attempts.
Oh, God.
Would you put your face on there?
No.
I mean, my face is on there, but...
No. That's why I shut my account down.
This is more of a privacy issue, Renegade Nation. This is what this is. Facebook, you're really tired. You're not really doing too much. You're in a good mood? You're not in a happy, Merry Christmas
mood? I was
mood?
Working till 11:30 last night.
Oh, you're really working hard. Anyway, Facebook's going to alert you when your photos are uploaded. So if somebody took a photo of you and uploaded it and it wasn't you, that's how they're going to catch it.
Well, that's bullshit.
This happens even if you aren't friends with the person who uploaded the photo, so long as you're included in the audience. Anyway, so this is all this shit going on. We're not going to be doing any more shows after today until probably when? Any idea?
Say that again?
When are we going to be doing shows after today? So tomorrow is, you know,
well,
it's the holiday weekend.
We're not doing anything for the rest of the week.
So starting next Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll be back. So Renegade, do you got any Christmas music lined up?
Yes.
Because we're going to go. Anyway, everybody, Renegade Nation, thank you for a great year.
Hold on, I got to get it back up.
Alex Jones, Noni Nicole, Kenzie, Toxic Wise Ass, Mr. Skin, me and Sammy, the whole staff. We want you to have a Merry Christmas.
Yep.
I went to the store today, and one of the clerks said to me, "Have a Merry Christmas." I said, "Oh, you're cool." She goes, "Yeah, fuck that Happy Holiday shit." I went, "Yeah." Anyway.
I'm the same way.
All right. Oh, perfect song. Thank you, Sammy. Yeah. Anyway, have a great Christmas, and we'll see you on the back turn. Right, Sammy? Go say Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas, bitches.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.